And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the southeast U.S. of A. Y'all, I'm talking about this show. Woo! Goes from Huntsville back over to Chattanooga, from Tuscaloosa back over to Gadsden. I'm talking about all the way down to that prettiest little town on the plains called Auburn. And yes, even big old patches of Georgia and Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. All right, listen, we got one of my favorite times of the week right in front of us right now. This is where I bring in some folks who are just always doing stuff that makes us better. We do a segment we like to call Butters and Lee. So I'm going to call the roll first and make sure they're there. With the silky smooth voice coming in by Clean Feed, would that be the Butterman? Are you there?
I am here, sir.
You are indeed. All right, man. Calling in from the great white north up in Huntsville, where apparently it snows, even though we don't get it down here, the illustrious, never to be taken, underestimated, Lee from Huntsville. Are you there?
I am here, and there's still some snow on the ground.
I know. You guys got it. You live down in southeast Huntsville, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. So you got snow in the southeast, not just on Montesano. You got it down yonder in southeast Huntsville too, right?
Yep. Sure did.
Awesome.
And the kids got a day off of school, so they were excited.
Well, even more awesome. All right. Well, that means I pronounce a round of Butters and Lee. All right, guys. You know the deal. I ask questions, and then come the break, we flip the script, and y'all ask me questions. So here's my first question. So the Trump team is like really in full swing right now. I mean, even calling it shock and awe. I called it shock and awe on Right Side Radio, and even today at CPAC, Vice President Vance called it the exact same thing, shock and awe. So of all the things that are being done, I mean, it's everything. It's DOGE, it's energy, it's immigration, it's the economy, it's, you know, downsizing of government, it's the military, you name it. What is your favorite and why? Butters, you first. What is your favorite thing of all the shock and awe right now?
Hands down, no questions, no argument, DOGE.
DOGE!
And the work they are doing. Are you kidding me? Look.
Well, wait, we got a sound effect for you. Let me do that real quick. Let's go ahead and just do it. Hit him with the sound effect.
Who let the DOGE sound?
All right, that's just for you. All right.
Nice.
Keep talking.
Nice. No, DOGE is, the inefficiencies, the finding the money. Look, at the end of the day, you know, that's what makes a capitalist market work. The money moving around, it just does such a great job of clarifying just how broken everything is. And there's no arguing with it. It's just dollars and cents.
It is. It's also, it's heartening to see it. It's also disheartening to see how much is there. It's like, good Lord.
Oh, yeah.
And they spend it on what? Just throwing money down a rat hole is what they've been doing for the last God knows how long. All right. So that's your favorite. Your favorite is DOGE. All right. Out of everything going on up yonder in D.C. with the Trump team shock and awe, Lee, what is your favorite and why?
I mean, while I love what DOGE is doing, it's fantastical. It's like the news is coming so fast. It's like a fire hose.
Yeah.
But I have to say immigration, because not only have things slowed to a trickle at the border, which is important, they're removing dangerous illegal aliens who've committed crimes, which is absolutely have to. We have, you know, got enough problems with our own people committing crimes. We can't have other countries' people committing crimes.
Yes. Yes.
As well as the most important thing is we have to stop the import of children into our country for devious purposes. This child slave trade that they have going on has to be stopped and then dismantled, and these children need to be returned to their families or, you know, taken care of somehow. We owe it to them. They can't control what other people are doing to them, and they're the most important aspect. And I think if we do all of this, the long-term savings is going to eclipse what DOGE is doing. But also, I have to think of, you know, children, a whole generation of what's happened to them.
Yeah, you know, I completely agree. Who was it? I think it might have been Lindsey Graham, who, you know, I'm on again, off again in terms of being a fan of Lindsey Graham. But that being said, he the other day, he actually got to the point of being emotional talking about how many kids have disappeared in the cross borders, you know, illegal immigration under the Biden administration. He said, "Where are they? Where are these 300,000 children?" And it was choking him up trying to talk about it. Well, that's one of the things we've got to find those kids.
So I definitely, you know, I won't argue the border side of things, but I'll say I think the thing that Doge is doing is highlighting how manipulated and how, you know, where all this money's getting spent on not just the border, everything, and creating false narratives and making it so much harder. I think it's making it so much clearer to understand the problems to then allow us go in and fix them that much more, you know, effectively, hopefully long term.
I see that.
You can see how we're funding our own demise. We're funding the NGOs both in the country and out of the country, and the NGOs in turn are pumping illegal aliens from other countries into our country. We're literally paying them to damage us and to damage these children. And if so, they're hand in hand, truly.
It is definitely difficult to actually pick a truly favorite thing that's going on right now.
And that's where I'm at right now. I mean, I talk about this stuff every day, 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, not to mention the podcast and the written stuff we do and all of it. But I have a hard time picking, because I'll sit there and go, yeah, the border, that's mine, because sovereignty of your own soil is paramount. And then I'll find myself going, illegal immigration in general, getting them out of the country. Doge, man, I'm loving the fact that we're fiscally responsible now. Oh, wait, boom, the military. I love that too. It is hard to find it. I tell you what, I'm gonna go the umbrella version here. I'm gonna say I just love the fact there's shock and awe. I love the fact that there is not any waiting around for things to happen. They're not, you know, just sort of tenderfooting their way through the processes and forming a study commission to find out what people like and don't like. They're just like, they're blistering people right now, and the Democrats are completely on their heels. I love that the most, I think.
He had to do it. He had to overwhelm, because if he didn't, they were coming for him so fast and so hard. He had to overwhelm. It was necessary for this for their survival.
Well, right now, don't the Democrats look like a bunch of clowns? I mean, they are literally just you know.
Don't they always?
They're jackwagons. They're they're out there doing interpretive dance and you know, and it just like, what is happening right now? You guys are like an episode of you know, Zootopia or something. I don't know what is going on.
Let them keep going.
Yeah, it's Portlandia. It's the Hunger Games. It's crazy. All right, next question before we run out of time. So just real quick, are we really at odds with Canada? Tonight's the hockey game, second round of the international games between, you know, Canada and the U.S. Are we really at odds with Canada? You first, Lee.
We're at odds with parts of the Canadian government. We're not at odds with the Canadian people. Look at how many people supported the truckers when they were fighting against the tyranny of Canada's government, Trudeau. I mean, we don't fight against the people. Some of it spills over, I guess, but hockey's always a good fight. I mean, I like watching hockey fights, but I'm saying we are against most of the Canadian government and Trudeau. I wish he would hurry up and leave. But yeah, I mean, you know, once we get this trade figured out, you know, in balance, we'll be okay.
So, I mean, but it's not the government that booed our national anthem from the crowds.
Because they're pushing that. They're basically Canada's crap talking us to everyone, and some people are listening. But I think they need to remember how much we supported the truckers and how much we supported, you know, the average Canadian.
Okay. Butterman, what do you think? Are we at odds with Canada?
I think it's a bigger question. I think we've got a global, you know, global issue going on, and it's not so much an odds of, you know, the US versus Canada. It's odds of this woke left, you know, all of these garbage going on, including in Europe, and what we're seeing with Vice President Vance going over to Europe and the speeches he's given over there. Yeah, the crowd booing, you know, I think even, you know, you see some of the leadership, it's kind of one of those, well, we are kind of being attacked, so we're going to stand up and speak big, against the U.S. But then I think it's really, it's a lot bigger than that. So I don't think we're really at odds. Certainly we're clearly at odds with a lot of folks, just like we're at odds with people on the left in America. And I think there's a movement going, and it's pretty cool to watch.
Well, I think it is pretty cool to watch, and I still right now still one of my favorite foreign politicians is Pierre Poilievre from Canada.
Oh yeah,
that guy. I mean, every time he opens his mouth, it cracks me up.
My brother-in-law is actually Canadian.
Oh yeah.
So I can very much say we are not at odds with him, and he is cheering this thing on. So
awesome. That's good to hear. All right, listen, that's round one with Butters and Lee. We come right back and flip the script. This is where they ask me questions, and I just kind of wait with bated breath to see what's coming. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, making common sense like a superpower. All right, going right back to Butters and Lee. This is the part of the segment where we flip the script and I wait to see what questions they have of moi. So I'm going to go with ladies first. Lee, what are you thinking? What question you got for me?
Well, I've been looking more into bird flu because there's such a drip, drip, drip of stories about it over the past few years.
Yeah.
Just feels like something's coming. But as I really started investigating it, I discovered in 2019 the U.S. gave the go-ahead for them to do the same sort of testing that they did with gain of function, you know, and improving, quote, improving the virus. I mean, I don't think it's an improvement, but so they were working to see if they could get it to where it was transmissible in humans. And there was actually a lab leak in 2019. There's articles about it, just no one seems to read them. And are you concerned about a similar leak with this has happened to kind of get another pandemic started? I mean, do you think that this is just organic?
Are you talking about a leak of a manipulated version of avian flu, or are you talking about it just getting widespread in the usual sense?
I'm saying an enhanced version.
Yeah.
Because it's really not communicable to humans.
Yeah.
In its lowest form.
So I would always, well, first of all, I would always be concerned, especially after what we just went through with COVID. If there's a gain of function research going on with regards to anything that has deadly or that at least debilitating consequences for humans, and it gets out, of course I'd be concerned. And I have a real problem with, I mean, I understand what they say. Some say gain of function is necessary because that way we can tell what terrorists might be able to do to us. Well, why are you the one building the thing that terrorists might use? I don't get it. So it's a back and forth conversation. But here's the thing. Avian flu is not new. It has been around. And and the idea that we're going to distort it and see what else we can do to make something out of it, there's almost no way that works out well. You know what I mean? And next thing you know, we got the thing.
Up to a 50% fatality rate.
Yeah.
The worst one they've created.
So your question directly was, are you concerned about it? Yes, especially in the wake of COVID. And then secondly, I'm also concerned about it because I am going to be, like most of America, like much of the world, going to be leery from now on of people who suddenly have a vaccine for the thing that suddenly impacted our society. And so I will be very suspicious of any corporation in the pharma world that comes out and says, hey, that thing that just got out of a lab, don't worry, we got you covered. I don't see me taking many more shots in my lifetime, just so you know.
I do think there's something to them making it worse and playing off the playbook of you know, getting rid of a bunch of the chickens to drive the cost of eggs up.
Well, there's that too.
I wouldn't be shocked if there was something there.
Yeah, and that's
that started rolling out before the election.
Think about how much chicken and eggs mean to the economy. It's an amazingly large section. There's not a recipe out there you can find that doesn't have eggs. People eat chicken as a main staple on a daily basis everywhere. And then just in Alabama alone, poultry is a billion-dollar industry in this state alone.
And it's spreading now to cattle, and then they're going to start having to slaughter giant herds of cattle. What's that going to do to the cost of beef? And you have to wonder, well, why did the cows get it? Well, because they're feeding them ground up chicken, actual chicken, just ground up.
All right, I got to go to Butters for a question for you. But yes, to answer your question, I'm leery, very leery. Butterman, what question you got for me?
All right, so a little quote here. So today, admittedly a little tardy, I give Donald Trump my enthusiastic endorsement. Senator Rand Paul made a post on X the other day. What are your thoughts on him coming out and doing this?
That's a bit lame.
What's that about?
That's a bit lame to couch it in terms of an endorsement. Endorsements are designed to promote somebody at a time of need. Like, hey, I'm backing this guy. Well, how about this? Just say, and I think he did. He said, I was wrong. I think he literally said the words, I was wrong. But you know what? Just lead off with that. Say, I got to tell you, I'm pleasantly surprised. I'm enjoying everything I'm seeing thus far. I was wrong. But to say it as, I hereby offer my endorsement. I mean, come on, Senator Paul, you're better than that.
Yeah, I think he may be a little gooberish, but you know, one thing that as I read it, I look at that contrasted to Bernie Sanders, you know, because he actually says in it that, well, a lot of the cabinet are people that I would have supported anyways. It seems like that's something that we probably should have heard out of Bernie Sanders as well.
Yeah, no doubt. It's to me, it
not
felt
not going to happen.
Man, really, it felt opportunistic. It felt like the too little, too late thing. If you want to couch it as an endorsement, if you wanted to say, I enjoy what I'm seeing and I intend to work with the president and let's get her done, Mr. President. You and I, we can make this work. I think. But it just feels like somebody's sucking up now at this point. I don't know. Maybe he's trying to get his dad in that position with the Doge crew. I don't know. But I just look at it and go, wow, this is not the terminology you need to be using for your full-throated endorsement 4 months after the election. Anyway, but any further thoughts on that one, Butters or Lee? No,
I agree. You know,
okay. Silence.
I think there is an authenticity. You know, maybe the execution was a bit lame.
I would agree with that.
I don't know that you could really accuse Rand Paul of just being a sheep and a follower. He kind of spends a good bit of his time out on his own. You know, so I don't know. Poorly executed, maybe. Very good points on, yeah, you probably didn't need to say you're endorsing him. Just going, wow, I was wrong. This is pretty cool.
Well, we shall see. But in the meantime, we are about out of time. So Butters and Lee, I appreciate both of you. Butters, you have an amazing weekend. Lee, you have your own amazing weekend. I just happen to know Butters has some big plans. So anyway, amazing weekend for both of you. And love you both. Thank you very much. Butters and Lee. All right. By the way, I love the fact that we have so many personalities that participate in this show. You know what? It just rounds it all out. Because, yeah, I mean, I get on here and resource the show and do my monologues and talk for 3 hours. But the reality is, I got awesome people that surround the whole thing. All right. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. Hour number 3 coming up.